Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate Pope Saint Damasus the First. He lived from 305 to 384. His secretary was Saint Jerome. And Saint Jerome wrote that Damasus was an incomparable person, learned in the scriptures, a virgin doctor of the Virgin Church who loved chastity and heard its praises with pleasure. Saint Damasus himself seldom heard such unrestrained praise. His pontificate was filled with internal political struggles, doctrinal heresies, and uneasy relations with his fellow bishops and those of the Eastern Church. He was the son of a Roman priest, and he started as a deacon in his father's church. He served as a priest, in which later became the Basilica of San Lorenzo in Rome, and he served Pope Liberius and followed him into exile. And when Liberius died, Damasus was elected pope. But there was a minority who elected and consecrated another deacon, Ursinus, as pope. And supporters of the anti-pope even managed to get Damasus accused of a serious crime. He had to clear himself before both a civil court and a church synod. As pope, he was fierce in his denunciation of Arianism and other heresies. His own lifestyle was also very simple in contrast to the other ecclesiastics of Rome, which didn't sit too well. It made them look bad. But Damasus was the first pope to speak of Rome as the apostolic see. It was during his pontificate in the year 380 that Christianity was declared the official religion of the Roman state. He was the one that declared that Latin become the principal liturgical language as part of his reforms. And he encouraged St. Jerome's biblical studies, which eventually led to the translation of the entire Bible in Latin. The Vulgate, which is the Latin translation of the scriptures, which the Council of Trent, 12 centuries later, declared to be authentic in public readings, in disputations, and in preaching. You know, Saint Damasus' struggles are just a reminder for all of us, you know, that Jesus never promised his vicar protection from tribulation or discord, nor did he promise any of his followers immunity from difficulties. Our only guarantee is final victory for those who remain faithful in carrying their cross and following our Lord.